So, turning to the lighter side, you blog quite a bit, and I think talk about things, give an inside perspective on life as a law professor that most people probably aren't privy to. I was wondering if you find blogging presents questions about boundaries or what should be off limits. If you ever run into those kinds of questions.
Yeah, I think there's certainly limits. I mean, I'm not a reporter, so I don't have the sort of journalistic ethos of everything should be exposed. Certainly, I don't blog about inside dirty laundry, or you know, whatever trivial little disputes there may be in faculty meetings. I mean, those would not be things I would blog about. And with regard to students in classes, I think that there's a pretty clear line there too, which is certainly I don't blog about things that would identify students. The one exception I can think of is I had a student who, in a seminar, who wrote, I thought, a really fantastic paper. I kept pushing her to try to publish it, and she submitted it to a conference and had it accepted. So she was going to be presenting her paper, and so I was so excited about that. I asked her, well, can I, you know, blog about this with a link? And she was quite happy about to have that done. So, but otherwise, I think things that would single out students would be generally off limits. So I think, yeah, those would be sort of the limits that I see about internal things about law school. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I mean, I guess I more or less keep it as a family type of blog. So there would be obviously limits there as well in terms of subject matter. Although I talk about 24 a lot, which I suppose is not really truly a family show. But.
Well, and speaking of, you occasionally blog about intersections between, I think, our popular culture and serious legal or political issues, and I was wondering if this is just kind of good stress reliever or fun for you, or if you see those kinds of extemporaneous things like pop culture having some kind of influence or in your thinking.
You know, I started off blogging basically because there were TV shows that I watched, and either I liked, but I thought there were silly things about them, or that I watched even though I thought they were really terrible, and I wanted to rail about them. So in that sense, it started off probably as a stress reliever. But 24 is a good example of this, that I actually wrote a paper about 24 and national security law, which I think it had relevance because what we saw, especially as the debate about torture or enhanced interrogation came out, what we saw was that there was a presidential candidate. He didn't do very well, but Tom Tancredo, in one debate, answered, what should we do if we capture a terrorist? His answer was that he would be looking for Jack Bauer. We have John Yoo, who wrote the Standards of Conduct for Interrogation memo, who in one of his books discussed that, what should we do if, as in a recent episode of 24, blah, blah, blah. We have a former CIA director, James Woolsey, saying that 24's portrayal, although cramped in terms of time, was fairly realistic in other ways. And there was a famous incident where the West Point dean, this is on the other side, he's not holding up 24 as a model, he's actually concerned about the negative impact of it. But nonetheless, he went to Hollywood, had a meeting with the producers, and asked them to stop showing so much torture or to show that it doesn't always work, because what they found was that American soldiers in Iraq were using 24 as the model for their interrogation. So, in that sense, whether we want it to or not, pop culture, at least in the form of 24, is seeping into the national security policy debate. So I think it's a little inevitable to see its impact in the legal sense as well. And plus, I mean, I think it's, who wouldn't want to write a paper and get to talk about 24? My RAs were quite excited until I told them, well, actually, I don't need you to watch any of the episodes. I've watched them all myself. I think they were a little disappointed about that.